Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lakhit Peeris. Now then, Bangladesh are keeping their hope still alive to stay in contention of the Asia Cup 2025 after coming up with a sterling performance, beating Afghanistan by 8 runs yesterday at the Abu Dhabi International Cricket Stadium. It was fantastic to note that Bangladesh took a risk of having 4 changes in the playing 11 that lost against Sri Lanka, and the changes actually worked out to their benefit. Winning the toss, electing to bat first, they made 154 runs for the loss of 5 wickets. Opener Saif Hasan 30, Tanzim Hasan 52 and Ridhoy 26. Wonderful batsmanship. But at one stage, the experts felt that Bangladesh could have got up to about 180. But let's face it, Afghanistan has one of the best spin cordons in world cricket, especially in the T20 version of the game. So they actually squeezed the Bangladeshi batters in the middle overs, and that's how they managed to restrict them to 154. Let's have a quick look at the bowling. Rashid Khan, 2 for 26, was very impressive. But very frankly, none of the other bowlers, barring left arm wrist spinner Nurul Ahmed, the rest of the bowling in the Afghanistan camp was not up to par. So that's why they left so much of runs. They could have restricted, I think, Bangladesh to about 140, but I think they made a few errors in their line and length, and that got them carted all around the park. Afghanistan sadly bowled out for 146, Gubras 35, Omar Zai 30, Rashid Khan 20. Now, the star of the day was none other than left-arm wrist spinner Nasum Ahmed, 2 for 11. Taskeen Ahmed took 2 for 34 and Fizz 3 for 28. So Bangladesh winning this game comprehensively. Basically, the scores doesn't matter much here. I mean, I know that Bangladesh won by 8 runs, but they were in command from the get-go. They keep their hopes alive. Now the game coming up tomorrow between Sri Lanka and Afghanistan will then decide who goes through to the Super Fours. But let's face it, tomorrow's game, obviously, Afghanistan are favourites, but they have to be at their best to beat Sri Lanka, because Sri Lanka, as we know, have been a bit of a chokers, I think, in this competition. So they too will have to get their act right. And the game coming up today is between Pakistan and United Arab Emirates. That's it from me and Lakhit Peeris. Let's listen to a piece of music.